AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. It's a big get in Iraq. Officials there think their forces have killed Saddam Hussein's former deputy, Izzat Ibrahim al-Duri, who's been a fugitive since the U.S.-led invasion of Iraq. He had allied himself with Islamic State militants recently. The Iraqis say they believe he was killed east of Saddam Hussein's hometown of Tikrit. We're hearing that DNA testing is underway to confirm whether, in fact, it was him who was killed. Due in court this hour, an Ohio man charged with traveling overseas for terror training, then coming back home with a plan to kill American soldiers, say prosecutors. Abdurrahman Sheikh Muhammad is a U.S. citizen originally from Somalia. His lawyer, Sam Szymanski, says he'll plead not guilty this morning.
Until such time as we reviewed all available discovery and engaged in due diligence and fully evaluated the case and the law and the facts, it's the only manner in which one could proceed.
A volunteer deputy charged with manslaughter in the killing of a black suspect in Tulsa, Oklahoma, is speaking out for the first time since the shooting 2 weeks ago. 73-year-old Robert Bates says he mistook his stun gun for his handgun when he fired at Eric Harris.
The laser light is the same on each weapon. I saw the light and I squeezed the trigger and then realized I dropped the gun. This was not an intentional thing. I had no desire to ever take anyone's life.
He apologized to Harris's family on the Today Show this morning and said characterizations of him as a wealthy donor who paid to play cop are unfair. Stocks have seen some sizable declines in today's trading. The Dow was off by more than 200 points at one point. This is AP Radio News. Bloomberg's trading terminals went out for hours this morning. Our Charles de Ledesma is overseas with this story.
The terminals, which are used by most of the world's biggest financial firms, went down for 2.5 hours due to apparent technical problems, a development that prompted the British government to postpone a planned $4.4 billion debt issue. Users say the outage started as trading was getting in full swing around 8 a.m. in London, one of the world's largest financial centres, particularly in foreign exchange and bond markets. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Bloomberg is apologising to its customers. Verizon says it's giving its customers more control over the TV channels they pay for, as consumer taste for watching what consumers want and not what they get reshapes the cable industry. This deal gives customers the option to buy a base package for about $55 a month. It has more than 35 channels. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.